Chapter 1 Annie Blake felt the ocean breeze ruffle her sweat-drenched hair. It was Miami in August. Even being on the beach did nothing to cool her off. She hardly ever went to the beach. Who had time? But she must admit the sand did feel good between her toes. And the smell of the salt floating by and the feathered waves of the breeze did relax her. She looked over the sparkling blue water as far as she could see and took a deep breath. It was going to be a great day. She scanned the beach and saw kids playing, sunbathers in barely their swimsuits, and a thug by one of the beach bars. He was shorter than she, probably around 5'6 to her 5'7. His black hair was pulled back into a low ponytail at the base of his neck. His body was shiny with sweat, which made his tattoos sparkle in the sunlight. His jean shorts started at his thighs and ended at his ankles. She had no idea why thugs liked this style of clothing, but it worked for her. It was hard to run with your pants falling down. A young boy, maybe 15, sauntered over to the thug with a cocky attitude. His athletic shorts fell to mid-calf as he hiked them up over plaid boxers. The thug nodded his head to the nearby ice cream cone stand. The kid and the thug walked over, got in line, and started talking. She had been tracking this thug for weeks. He was a drug soldier for Juan Carlos's gang. About 6 months ago, Annie's team at the DEA had been notified by an ER doctor of his suspicions of a new drug being pushed to kids, a drug that caused heart attacks in young athletic boys. Annie investigated and found all the victims were local high school football players, ranging in age from 14 to 18. Then 2 weeks ago, she got a call from the same ER doctor. A kid was admitted for collapsing during a friendly football game. She rushed to the ER and interviewed the kid before he went in for heart surgery. She had been told of Diego, the friendly neighborhood drug dealer. She had tracked him to this beach as his primary place of dealing while the kids were out on summer break. She adjusted her dark pink sarong to make sure the small SIG 9mm mosquito that was tucked into her pale pink bikini bottoms was hidden from view. The last thing she needed was for someone to see her walking down the beach with a gun. She pulled her long red hair from the ponytail and shook it out. The guys told her they liked seeing long hair dancing in the breeze, so she went with it. She pushed up her breasts so they were almost spilling out of her triangle top. She was pretty sure Diego wouldn't become suspicious of a big-breasted beach bimbo.
"Jesus, Blake, you trying to garner attention? You're supposed to be undercover," her earpiece crackled.
Annie looked past the ice cream stand to the ice truck parked in the lot. She gave the DEA agents who filled the truck along with surveillance equipment a little wink. Annie gave one last toss of the hair and started walking across the beach to the ice cream stand. Her voluptuous hips swayed, and her breasts teetered precariously in her top as she banked the intelligence behind her dark green eyes. Diego and the kid had just bought their cones and were now standing to the side of the ice cream stand. She headed right toward them and gave Diego a sultry smile when he looked up and saw her.
"Hey,"
she bit down seductively on her pouty lower lip.
"I heard you were the man to contact if I wanted to score,"
she winked.
"Dios mio, I would love to help you, but I don't sell what you're looking for."
"But I was told you were the man, that you could give a girl anything she wants."
Annie paused.
"Well, how about whatever you're giving the kid? Maybe that can hold me over until I find a real man to give me what I want."
"Oh, lady, you're killing me. This stuff is for athletes. How about you both meet me here tomorrow at 2?
Diego turned to the kid.
"You bring your buddies. Tell them it's 500 a vial."
Annie bit her lip again in a pout and wrapped some of her straight hair around her finger.
"And you,
he said to her as he rubbed his crotch, or what she guessed to be his crotch. She couldn't tell where anything was under his baggy shorts.
"You meet me here too. I will get something special for you. 300.
He gave one last rub to his crotch and started walking down the beach, holding up his shorts as he went.
"Good job, Blake. We lost sight of the kid. Do you have eyes on him?"
"Yeah, he's with 5 other boys, ages 15 to 17. Looks like they're going to be playing a little beach football."
She laid